This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across the country, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, where you're doing it, and why you're doing it, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and we're also on our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, take advantage of all of the things we have over there. All right, joining us, our number one, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I was going to start the program talking about what the Democratic governors were doing by imposing new COVID restrictions, but that's going to have to wait for a second because we had some major news come out of Michigan last night. After being at a stalemate earlier in the day in Wayne County, Michigan, which is Detroit, they were stalemated 2-2 along party lines. The Secretary of State in Michigan apparently changed the people's minds on the commission, and they decided that they were going to. And by the way, the Secretary of State said, "Well, this is no different than other elections that we've had, including back in 2016. So we should just go ahead and certify the votes." Well, guess what? They're going to go ahead and they're going to certify the votes in Michigan, even though we watched Kayleigh McEnery. We even talked about it last night. We watched her bring out some three-ring binders and say, this is all the corruption that we have so far in Michigan. And it was about three or four binders she had in her hand, three-ring binders, just full of complaints.
Yes, the idea that, well, this happened before, they had disparities before, that's the flimsiest of excuses, don't you think, Captain?
Sure.
And we've heard from people in Michigan that are telling us, you know, they don't know anybody who voted for Biden, basically. You know, the people all around were pro-Trump. Even many in the auto industry, of course, were pro-Trump. They saw what President Trump was doing. Something very, very strange and wrong has happened in Michigan, and we need to get to the bottom of it, absolutely.
Well, then on top of everything else, as if that wasn't bad enough to begin with, we've got the Democratic governors imposing new COVID restrictions, including what you can and can't do in your own home. Get this one. The Pennsylvania governor announced new COVID rules, including you must wear a mask at all times in your house.
In your house? Wow.
You heard me.
Wow. Well, you know, typically the whole thing goes like this, right?
How the hell are they going to enforce that?
Well, I guess they'd have to either have a police officer come in your house.
Come in and inspect your house.
Make sure you got your mask on. But if you're living with the same, with your family or with your spouse, or, for example, it doesn't seem like you'd be wearing masks in the house together. It doesn't make any sense. And so, again, these are more examples of the overreach. And perhaps they feel empowered, Captain, feeling that Joe Biden is going to get inaugurated as president, and they're off to the races with all of their new conditions and so forth.
Yeah, and then the Ohio governor issued a 21-day curfew to combat COVID, where they're rolling the streets up, I believe, at 10 p.m., and nothing happens until daylight the next day. Your state, California, pinpointed one driver for a COVID surge in the Golden State. Apparently, that person had been around to different places, and people had tested positive, but they were saying, we have more cases, we have more cases. But again, you don't have a case when you have a positive test, because about 90% of those tests have been proven, once they've retested, to be wrong.
Well, right. I mean, wasn't Elon Musk, he got tested four times. Half were positive, half were negative. And even he said, something's going on, basically. And so, again, you're right. And cases now somehow, or positive tests now somehow equal cases. But you don't always develop into some kind of sickness. So those numbers can be misleading, along with the notion that some of these tests actually give false reports, either positive or negative.
I think Cousin Vinny's been watching too much Star Trek. He just said the way they're going to keep track of people in their homes is looking through your phone, TV, and such. I don't think so. They haven't quite got that far yet.
Well, I don't know. Gee whiz, if they can rig voting machines for Venezuela, who knows what can be done.
Yeah, I suppose. And, of course, we are going to also mention who the states are that are going to be certifying their votes, because we're kind of reaching the end of the line here. Now, the Delaware Democratic governor also imposed new COVID restrictions. Gee, who lives in Delaware?
Joe Biden.
Yeah, including what you can and can't do inside your house.
Yeah, again, this kind of overreach is really...
It is funny. Overreach.
Yeah, it is. It's completely overreach. And, again, it's very un-American. And what you have is a lot of politics.
I believe it's unconstitutional. Nobody can tell you what the hell you can do in your home.
Well, up until now, with coronavirus, it's the magical virus that lets them...
Yeah, I got their magical virus, believe me. All right, we'll be right back, Kyle Warren and I, with more unbelievable crap happening in this country. And if you're falling for this lie that's out there, shame on you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah, and this is where I get to talk about one of my favorite sponsors on the program. It's Relief Factor, and boy, they've done some amazing things for me, namely getting rid of the pain that I've had to suffer with and the swelling and all that great stuff that I have in my left ankle and foot because of what happened to me at the World Trade Center. But if you want to find out what many thousands of people have found out about, you need to check out Relief Factor because it will target pain at its source. It'll help lower or even eliminate pain altogether, and it'll also help with the inflammation that you have with the different problems that you may or may not have. It's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it. It's 100% drug-free, and it helps to support a healthy response to the inflammation and the discomfort that you have in your body. Guess what? It also helps the healing process, because it'll help you to heal. If you're not in pain and you can move around a little bit more, then nature takes its course normally, unless, of course, you've got permanent injury. But here's the deal. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And give the 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, but I'm going to tell you something. You're going to find out what I found out a long time ago, and that's the product works. So, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before we get talking here, we've got a truck driver on the line. He's running a run right now from Dallas to San Antonio. And good morning there, driver. What was your name again?
Hi, my name is Rick.
Nice to talk to you, Rick. What's on your mind?
Well, I've researched and investigated every single thing that comes out, and every time I see these Democrats getting away with murder, basically, they just say and do what they want, never held accountable for quite some time. And I don't understand how Joe Biden could come out on live television and state that him and his cronies have basically put together the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization that America has ever seen in political history, and then come out and say, after a long night of counting ballots and a wink and a snark, knowing that he's full of it. I mean, he's basically admitting what he's done.
Yeah.
Well, why can't he be held accountable for like an admission of guilt? And here we are, voter fraud all over the place.
Yeah, well, we'll try to answer that for you. And by the way, you truck them safe out there, and tell your buddies that we're on the radio. We love talking to drivers.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks a lot, Rick. We appreciate that. Okay, well, Kyle, first of all, correct me if I'm wrong, but if an elected politician is standing in their humble abode, say Congress, or say wherever their palatial office happens to be at the moment, they can pretty much say anything they want and not be held accountable. Is that not the way it works?
Yeah, exactly, the tradition, yeah.
Yeah, and it is a tradition. I didn't say it was legal, I just said it's a tradition, right?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, maybe we need to do something about that tradition, because Stacey Abrams, who was the principal person responsible for the voter fraud and the splashing of ballots all around the country, she was the one in charge of the Get Out the Vote effort, and her way of getting out the vote was to produce, I don't know, 100,000 ballots here, 600,000 there, a couple hundred thousand over there. You get my drift, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's the one that's behind all of this, and nobody, and we all know it, too, because she got caught in Georgia in 2016. We all know it. Or was it 16? No, it might have been 18 when she ran for governor. I think it was 18 now that
right.
I think about it. But anyway, she got caught. So consequently, we knew what her modus operandi was going to be. And she turned around and did it right in plain sight.
Well, yeah, something has gone on. And again, you know, I think, Captain, if it can be shown that the election was completely above board and on the up and up, and all these extra ballots that showed up in the middle of the night, that they were all legit in some way, that the American people, they accept election results, but not under this kind of cloud.
Well, here's what we need to do. Okay, we all need to be on the telephone, and I realize that our congressmen are you know, back and forth and this, that, and the other. We all need to be on the telephone to our representatives in Congress, not the Senate, per se, but the Congress, because we need to get a hold of them and tell them that, hey, this has got to stop, because somebody somewhere along the line's got to change the laws, change the voting laws that are out there that allow a lot of this stuff to happen, and that includes the state representatives. So I don't know all the different state houses, the state numbers, but you need to get a hold of your state representative. That's the highest local authority on this. And you also need to get a hold of your congressman or congresswoman. You've got a whole bunch of brand new people coming in right now, 12 Republicans, possibly another 6, which is tremendous, because the Democrats are having a tough time in the 12 races that are still hanging out there, and they may not win them all like they normally do. They may only win half or less than half. They may lose 2/3, and once again, that adds another bunch of Republicans to the mix.
Yeah, but somehow, Captain, don't the Democrat Party elite think that they have some kind of mandate after this election?
The only mandate they got might be the hoarding of the toilet paper that's going on their side of the aisle, and I'm being polite.
Right, right. Well, again, it's...
And I know Dan just fell off his chair somewhere, Dan, the man, when I said that.
Well, but again, you know, it just seems, doesn't stand to reason why somehow President Trump would be utterly rejected in favor of Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Clearly the opposite, but yet down the ballot,
now,
you see the Republicans doing well.
Now, here's what we need to do right now. We talked about the certification in Georgia, the certification in Michigan coming up on Friday. You have the list of the states and when they have to certify their results. So would you please tell the audience that list?
Well, we'll start in alphabetical order here. In Alabama, it's on the 25th of this month. Same for Alaska. Arizona is November 30th. Arkansas, November 18th. California is December 11th. Colorado, November 30th. Connecticut, December 3rd. Delaware was supposed to be, looks like it says, the 5th of November. But evidently they have to go very fast on that. At least that's what it's listed. District of Columbia, 11/24. Florida is 11/17. Georgia 11/20. So that's coming up at the end of this week. Okay? And then Hawaii is not specified on this list. Idaho is November 18th. Illinois, December 4th. Indiana, 11/24. Iowa, 11/30. Kansas, 12/01. Kentucky, 11/23. Louisiana, 11/10. Maine, 11/23. Maryland, 12/08. Massachusetts is 11/18. Michigan, 11/23. So that's next Monday. Minnesota is next Tuesday, 11/24. Mississippi, 11/13. Missouri, 12/08. Montana is November 30th. Nebraska, November 30th as well. Nevada, December 1st. New Hampshire, December 2nd. New Jersey, December 8th. New Mexico, November 24th. And then New York is December 7th. North Carolina, November 24th. North Dakota is 11/20, or November 20th. Ohio, November 24th. Oklahoma, November 10th. Oregon, December 3rd. Pennsylvania is on the 23rd, again, next Monday. Let's see here. South Carolina, November 11th. South Dakota.
What happened to Rhode Island?
Rhode Island's not specified.
Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful.
Not on this thing. And then Texas is December 3rd. Utah, 11/23, again next Monday. Vermont passed here at 11/10. Virginia, 11/16, that's today, or yesterday, as the case may be, on Monday, I should say. Washington, 12/03. West Virginia, 12/03. Wisconsin, 12/01. Wyoming, November 11th.
Okay, now, I will give out the number, and thank you, Eric. Now, I want you to take a, if you can copy and paste that, Kyle, you put it in the chat room.
Okay.
The captain's group. Now, I'm going to give a number here for the Congress because Eric put it in the chat room, and I am well aware of the number, and I probably should have said it. To get a hold of your Congress congressional representative in Washington, D.C., and their office, by the way, their office people are working. They don't go anywhere. They're still there. The number is 202-224-3121. The number is 202-224-3121. You merely give the congressional switchboard operator your zip code, and you'll get your congressional representative's office. That's all you do. It's that simple. And call them up and say, man, we need, or man or sir or woman or whatever you, well, I'd say congressman. But anyway, we need voter, new voter laws. We need to get rid of the voter fraud. We need to identify what's going on. We need to federalize, if possible, these elections when it comes to president and U.S. senators and U.S. congressmen. We've got to make some changes here because it's not working. It's just not working. All right, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Donald Trump has relieved the head of the Department of Homeland Security's cybersecurity unit of his duties. Trump tweeted Tuesday that he had terminated Chris Krebs for what he called a highly inaccurate statement about the 2020 presidential election security. Krebs was the head of the DHS's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, the group charged with protecting America's elections from cyber attacks and interference. According to multiple reports, President Trump looked into a strike on Iran last week. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
President Trump asked for options on attacking Iran's main nuclear site last week, but ultimately decided against the strike, a U.S. official said on Monday. Trump made the request during a meeting on Thursday with his top national security aides. The official confirmed the accounts of the meeting in the New York Times, which reported that the advisors persuaded Trump not to go ahead with the strike because of the risk of a broader conflict.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Larry Oaks, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Nat Roots.
Yes, you are. And by the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Geico. Geico Insurance. I've been with them for going on 15 years. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they are an extremely good company. I'll tell you what, I've never been treated so well by an insurance company before. And any little question I've had, any little problem I've had, they've just taken care of it. And the thing I like about it is I'm a safe driver, so every year, knock on wood, I get that 10% discount off my policy, which really makes things interesting. But I also save a bunch of money because I bundle my insurance, my homeowner's insurance, with my car. And it works. It works. It saves you a bunch of money. So here's what I want you to do, whether you got a car or a truck, a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, whatever you're driving. All right. Go over to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and type in your zip code, and then they'll ask you if you like a rate comparison, and you get the rate comparison for the vehicle you're driving. If you've got homeowners or renter's insurance, do that too, and you're going to find out they're going to save you a bunch of money. And when it comes time for the service that you need or a claim that you might have to file, they're right there. They're right there. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before we move on, President Trump, late yesterday, announced that he has fired Chris Krebs, the director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, which was the group that was supposed to be watching over our elections and this, that, and the other. And the reason the president said so, he did it in a tweet, and here's exactly what he said. The recent statement by Chris Krebs on the security of the 2020 election was highly inaccurate in that there were massive improprieties and fraud, including dead people voting. Poll watchers were not allowed into polling locations. Glitches in the voting machines were changed with votes from Trump to Biden, late voting, and many more. Therefore, effective immediately, Chris Krebs has been terminated as director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. There was a little insubordination that went on there with Mr. Krebs, and you just don't do that.
Well, the very notion that somehow there was no fraud of any kind or any of these kinds of things is really kind of hard to swallow, Captain. You know, we've just come off of 4 years of the Democrats telling us that essentially Vladimir Putin rigged the election
right.
for Donald Trump, and then suddenly, and so Putin didn't even try? I mean, shouldn't there be something happening that Krebs could point to say, well, we did have this and this and this, but, you know, that kind of thing. It just, again, it's unreasonable. Just unreasonable to think that somehow it just happened to be the most immaculate election of all time. It's just amazing.
Well, now you have the social media coming into the mix because a federal whistleblower is claiming that Facebook, Twitter, and Google units teamed up on content to ban individuals and groups and whatnot so they could not get their message out there, including some politicians.
Well, again, these kinds of things are very disturbing to the American people. The American people, they don't want things filtered for them. They want to be able to make their own decisions.
Yeah.
But more and more, Captain, it seems that we're getting less and less information,
yep.
even though we're supposed to be connected to everything.
Yeah, that's true. All right, we've got a caller here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, Captain. It's Jim from Tampa.
How are you?
Captain, I'm kind of frightened. I'm not sure about you, but when you watch what Facebook and Google and Twitter are colluding and following people, even when they're not on their site or using their products, just so long as you've logged in the past, then the fact that PayPal is barring people from conservative groups.
Yeah, PayPal is extremely liberal.
Like
I could have told you that years ago. They're
right.
Very liberal. Go ahead.
There's email people.
Yep.
Who are kicking conservative groups off email.
Yep.
There's website people who remember when the president put all the doctors in the white coats
yep.
on the website and they took it down.
Yep.
The walls are closing in on us. With technology, these billionaires, won't say any names, but their initials are Soros.
Yeah.
With the deep state, they're coming to get us.
Well, they are, but we got to be smarter than they are. Do you know what you do?
What's that?
You go to an alternate site and get the hell away from them. They're not going to follow you to Parler. They're not going to follow you to MeWe. They're just not going to do it because guess what? You can't follow anybody over there.
Well, I agree with that, but we've got to make our move now. We've got to stand and fight.
That's right.
If we lose this, and you and I both know when they come to get you, when the deep state comes to get you with whatever law enforcement they're going to use, they're going to come at 4 o'clock in the morning when we're all sleeping.
Sure.
And you're going to try and pick up your cell phone and call from somebody, and it's not going to work.
Yep.
Very frightening, Captain.
Remember
Thank
Roger
you.
Stone. All right. Thanks, Jim. Yeah, remember what they did, Kyle, with Roger Stone.
Well, yeah, and didn't one of the news networks have a front row seat to that?
CNN was tipped.
Yep, that's right.
Well, we just happened to be in the neighborhood. Yeah, sure.
That's right. And didn't they have frogmen? I thought they had frogmen on that. Or
yeah,
something.
They did, because they had a boat and there was a pier or a dock and all that. Now, here's a good one. Joe Biden wants immediate congressional action on the student loan forgiveness. He wants all the student loans to be forgiven now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, of course, that's, you know, going to be challenged legally, obviously, and the legal challenges will probably have a lot of merit, and it'll be very difficult. But you got the Biden people thinking that he can do all this with a pen rather than legislatively.
Yeah. No, and here's the other thing. Do you know what they do with the farmers, the agricultural people, when they have a situation where they have to get low-interest loans because of crop failures or flooding or whatever the situation is? Do you know what they do?
What do they do?
The first half of their loan is forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
They only have to pay half of it, and then when they get done paying the half, the rest of it's forgiven. That happens 99.9% of the time. It happened to my father about six times in his career when he had the farm that I remember it, okay, that happened because of hurricanes, because of floods, because of drought, because of hailstorms that destroyed crops. About six times I remember growing up that it happened, and he had to apply for a federal loan because they were declared a disaster area, which he did. It kept him in business. And now, okay, this PPP and all this other crap that's going on, you're talking about shutdowns for 4 to 6 weeks or whatever for the rest of the year in some of these states. There isn't enough money out there to save the businesses.
No, there really isn't, Captain. The small business people are, and the small restaurateurs, you know, the big chain restaurants will be able to try to either break their leases or do something and absorb something here and there. I think they want to stay open, obviously, but the small restaurateurs are really going to be hit the hardest, obviously.
And the smart ones are moving the hell out of the states that are doing this and going elsewhere.
That's true. I mean, like, for example, Disneyland is going to stay closed, I guess, for the foreseeable future. But there are so many small businesses that are satellites to Disneyland here in Orange County.
Well,
they're going to go under.
They're open down here, so come on down.
Absolutely. Yeah,
yep.
That's right. But the effect of this kind of shutdown with no stimulus in the offing is very scary for a lot of people.
Yeah, Busch Gardens is open, too, down here. You know, some of the different parks and whatnot. So, you know, they do have certain restrictions, but, I mean, at least they're open.
Exactly. And now, of course, we're hearing about perhaps having a curfew in the state of California, 10 p.m. curfew.
Yeah.
They don't want people sitting around talking.
I got another one, and I'll mention it before we go to break. Unprecedented droves of Californians plan Georgia voter blitz as they have been advised to come to Georgia. Bring your car. Live out of your car. Live out of wherever. You can vote down here. And guess what? Go ahead and try it, because we found out yesterday again and the day before about the laws and what's allowed and what isn't allowed. It is a felony. A felony if you go to Georgia for the specific purpose to vote in an election and then leave. And will they find you? Oh, yeah, because you have to be a resident of Georgia, remember?
Right.
And you have to have a driver's license in Georgia, remember?
Right.
And I verified that yesterday when I checked on it, because somebody told me that wasn't true. It is true.
Right, exactly. Well, it's completely illegal, as you said, in order to go and do something like that. But do you see, Captain, they're not trying to win on the merits. They're not thinking, and I guarantee it, the high party officials are saying, people don't want socialism. We know that. So we got to find a different way to impose it.
We haven't even started. Wait till the next hour. All right, coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you doing that for us. And this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway Viber Report, is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. You see that big old billboard sign up there? You drivers out on the highway, pull on into the Pilot or Flying J. They are the nation's largest truck stop chain right now. And if you tell them you heard me, the captain on the Captain's America, talk about them and tell you to stop in there, they'll give you a nice, free, hot, delicious cup of coffee. Now, here's the better part, okay? If you become a member of the Drivers Club, if you buy fuel there, if you buy food in the restaurant, if you buy supplies in the driver's store, you get points. And the more points you get, the more discounts you get on stuff. And you can also use it to accumulate to get some interesting gifts in the Drivers Club, too. So just join the Drivers Club. By the way, they also have an RV club, too, for the people out there with the RVs traveling across the country. It's a pretty doggone good deal, so check it out. All right. Get ready, because we're going to rock. Nothing like waking yourself up with that in the morning, huh? And I'll guarantee if anybody was half asleep before that started, they're not half asleep now, are they, Carl?
Not at all.
I'm telling you, that's AC/DC, and that's called Money Shot. I'm telling you, they got it going. That's all there is to it. And, yeah, I like AC/DC because that's the stuff that keeps you awake in the middle of the night. And that's what I used to do, you know, when I was listening to the trucker shows and whatnot. That's what we did.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. Yeah, you can't fall asleep to that. No way.
Yeah. Now, no, you can't. All right, so let me make sure I got this. Okay, there we go. I want to make sure I got it stopped. All right, don't want that playing when we come back here into doing whatever. Now, going to read this. Unsettled conditions are continuing for the Pacific Northwest and California into the Sierra and Rocky Mountains with locally heavy rain, a few thunderstorms, mountain snow, gusty to high winds, and possible coastal and burn scar flooding. Above normal temperatures are out in front, spreading from west to east across the contiguous U.S. However, still cool in the southeast tonight. Now, temperatures 10 to 30 degrees above normal are likely in the upper plains for the next couple of days. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, for our truck driving friends tonight, we heard from one earlier in the program, of course. If you're traveling on I-90 up in the Wyoming area, just on the border there with South Dakota, you're going to run into a high wind of warning if you travel on I-90 coming west out of Spearfish, heading towards Sundance, and then also begin heading towards Moorcroft. You've got high wind warning there. Same story down in Laramie. It's cold and windy in Laramie, Wyoming right now with the high wind warning. High wind watches as you continue west on I-80 towards Elk Mountain, and another high wind watch as you come out of Elk Mountain. So be very careful if you're trucking across those highways tonight. Winter storm warning going on. This is going to be east of Boise, north of Twin Falls and Idaho. And then also, as you mentioned, Captain, up in the Pacific Northwest, we're continuing to see that storm system come through. And rain, of course, lots of cloud cover, lots of precipitation on the radar map, covering both Washington, Oregon, into Idaho, also Northern California, as you mentioned. We've also got a wind advisory. This is going to be east of Portland, Salem, and Eugene as you travel down the I-5 freeway. That continues down in Northern California. Reno-Carson City area, we've got a winter storm warning going on there. Of course, if you travel along 395. And in Utah, another wind advisory coming down I-25. This is going to be south of Provo as you travel along, I-15. I have to make a correction there. Mm-hmm. And then also wind advisory in about the upper part of Nevada in the western part of that state. So that's what's happening. We do have kind of warm temperatures here in California, but I'm sure we'll be cooling down soon. But be safe out there.
Well, starting with Kansas and Oklahoma, you got some winds out in there. Temperatures are warming up in that part of the country. Up in Michigan, you got a gale warning tonight. Lake Superior, Lake Huron, Lake Michigan, gale warning going on. You do have a winter weather advisory in the southeastern corner of western New York around Fredonia over to Ripley, and the northwestern part of Michigan. So things are kind of unsettled there at the moment. Also, it's cool in the south. Yeah, Georgia, Atlanta. You got yourself a frost advisory up there, but further north going up into Tennessee, you've got a freeze warning on I-20 coming across Alabama, pretty much all the way across. You got a freeze warning. Then south of Birmingham down towards Montgomery, you've got a frost advisory. That goes all the way across back over to Oklahoma, listen to me, over towards Mississippi. Now, going on in the Gulf, we have a gale wind advisory in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, that's partially because of the big hurricane that's working its way across Mexico right now. Came into the Yucatan as a big-time Cat 4, and it's still working its way across Mexico, so the winds are out quite a ways. It's creating a little bit of a stir in the Gulf of Mexico all the way from Texas now, from about Houston, all the way east over towards Great Big Bend in Florida. And then up the East Coast, you've got a gale warning for parts of, let's see, from the Chesapeake Bay on up to Long Island and also off over in Bermuda. So that's what it's looking like tonight there, Kyle.
Exactly right. And that storm, as you mentioned, life-threatening flash flooding. That's right. Life-threatening flash flooding and so forth. So that's very serious.
Yeah, it is. And you need to pay attention if you're down there. And I don't think... oh, by the way, there's something else I want to mention real quick here. You have a television, what is it, a ratings thing there about what, MSNBC and Fox?
Yeah, I saw this earlier. It looks like, well, according to Newsmax, they're saying MSNBC's Morning Joe beats Fox and Friends in the ratings. So that was newsworthy enough for them to post on their site.
Oh, they'll be gloating all over that one. Now, Fox and Friends is one thing, but Morning Joe, why would you want to watch Morning Joe?
That's a good question. That's a really
pathetic,
really
to say the least.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I realize Newsmax doesn't have an early morning show. They don't really start their programming until 10 a.m. They're playing repeats. I will say that One America News Now has live news starting at about 7 o'clock in the morning. So I'm kind of wondering. And again, you can't get One America News everywhere. So I guess that's the reason why their numbers aren't higher.
I think so. As they get bigger distribution and so forth. Newsmax, for example, is on a lot of different cable systems as well.
Yeah. But you can get One America News now live on the Internet. You go to their website, OANN.com, and there's a link there for the free television service that's offering it through the first of the year. And then after that, it's a subscription basis if you want to get it off the Internet. But Newsmax is always free, right?
That's right, yeah. The Newsmax app is available, I understand, and so that's right. Because they play commercials, it's just like a TV station, and it's not a subscription.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be back with more, hour number two, and we got lots of stuff to talk about, hour number two. And it's going to get interesting, that's all I can tell you. Ilhan Omar in the news again, Black Lives Matter in the news again, Senator Mike Lee in the news again. And Reese Across America. We'll tell you what you did yesterday for Reese Across America. Big, 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 big turnaround.
This is the Captain's America. Third Watch.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.